So for this section, we're going to have a look at what it's like to be built for relationship, to be built for connection, built as social people. So we're going to take our minds back to the Garden of Eden. And other children, quick quiz, who knows what the very first book of the Bible is called? Anybody know? Anybody know? Becky, you got an idea? Genesis, well done. So back in the Genesis, right at the beginning, the very first book of the Bible, we hear about Adam. And Adam was the first man. And he was there in the Garden of Eden. And he was surrounded by all this beauty, every possible tree imaginable, and good food on the trees. He was surrounded by all the animals, and he got to name them all. And there was a beautiful river flowing through the middle of this garden. And it was great, and it was beautiful, and it was good. And yet, in Genesis 2, verse 18, we hear the Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper, a companion." You see, we're not built to be on our own. We're not meant to be in splendid isolation. So I want you to imagine if it was your birthday. So, Becky, if it was your birthday, what would you hope might happen on your birthday? Presents. There might be some presents. Would there maybe be a cake at some point? Yeah, and you get to blow out some candles. Imagine if it was your birthday and there were no presents and there were no candles, and because there was nobody there to share it with, it would be really sad, wouldn't it? And have you ever done something like climbed a tree, maybe a little bit higher than you've been before, and you got a bit higher up in the branches, and you turn to your mum or your dad or your whoever's with you, and you say, or your grandparents, you say, "Look at me, look at me." Now, our Lexi, our eldest daughter, when she was about six, she went through this look at me phase about handstands, and she learned to handstand, and she just handstanded everywhere, all the time. It didn't matter where it was, on the grass, in the kitchen, on the sofa, absolutely everywhere. And do you know what? Every time she did one, she would say, "Mummy, mummy, mummy," or "Daddy, daddy, look at me, look at me, look at me." Do any of you have grandchildren who do that? Anyone experience the look at me phenomenon? Yeah. And imagine if there was nobody to say look at me to. We're built for relationship. Or imagine if you go to play football, or you go to sing together. You can't play football on your own if there's no one to defend the goal, can you? That's no fun. Or if you want to sing as part of a group, and there not being another soul on the planet. Or imagine if you had to go somewhere that you were just a little bit worried about. Imagine, so there are people now, but you've got to go somewhere and do something that's just bothering you a bit. Like maybe, I don't know, a hospital appointment or something like that. And imagine if there was nobody to ask you how it went, or maybe nobody to go with you. So aren't we blessed that we have parents or family, we've got brothers or sisters or friends or church family? It's because we're not designed to go through life on our own. We're built for relationship. But being in relationship is a bit of a risky business. So what if, has anyone ever experienced this? So you might have experienced this a long time ago, or it might be current for you. Can you remember being in the playground and you could see there were some kids playing a game, some cool kids, like the far side, playing a game. Maybe you didn't know them that well and you really, really wanted to join in. And you stand there and you're a bit dithery because you want to go and say, "Can I play?" But you don't know that it's okay to. And eventually you pluck up a bit of courage and you head off and you get up to them and you say, "Oh, can I play?" And imagine when they say, "Yes, you can be the mum, or you can be the dad, or you can be it." It's like, yes, great, it feels good, doesn't it? You're in it, you're in the moment, you're part of it. But then again, it's what if they say no, because we've got enough people, or you've got brown hair, and only people with blonde hair can play our game. Suddenly it doesn't feel good anymore, does it? It's the worst feeling, because when we put ourselves out there in relationship with other people, it makes us a little bit vulnerable. So rejection is a scary business when we're made for relationship. So just to little interlude here, have a ball. I wonder if Callum, can I borrow Callum? Where's Callum gone? Oh, right there. So Callum and I were going to just throw a ball. It's great. It's fun. It's a weird ball. It's not very squishy, isn't it, Callum? Pilates ball. Okay, well, this is kind of fun, but, you know, gets a bit same-ish after a while. So maybe we could invite someone else up. And I was wondering whether we might invite Mike. Mike, would you like to come and... Oh, excellent. That would be great. If you could, maybe you could just stand somewhere just there, Mike. And so I'm Susanna, Mike. This is Callum. Yeah. And we'd love you to, join in our game. Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. 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 So, we can have lots of fun here, can't we? And, lovely. Yeah, you're really good at this, Callum. Yeah, I really like your trainers, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How's it going for you there, Mike? Oh, hold on, I need a microphone. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is. We have to stand forward a bit, though, so we don't get howled around. So, Mike, come on. Thank you, Callum. Mike, how was that for you just there?
I was very upset.
Yes, yes. And
you can't see me, I'm nearly crying.
Oh.
I've got a mask on.
Mike, let me tell, I haven't got a mask on, sorry, I'll stand a bit further away. Mike, let me tell you that there was a study done by psychologists where they did exactly this. They threw a ball and they invited people in and they did that and they said, how did it feel? And everybody felt terrible. Really, really bad. So they then said to them, they said to the mics in the study, well, how would it be if we told you that Callum and I were actually really horrible people? We were involved with a really nasty group of people who had completely different views with us and did horrible things to people and we didn't agree with them. Would it make you feel any better? And the answer was, no, you still felt rejected. It felt horrible. And so they said, what about if we told you we set you up? We did it on purpose. We deliberately just worked. We were just doing it to see if we could make you feel bad. Do you then feel any better about it? The answer, no. You feel terrible. We're built fundamentally in our very core for connection, for relationship with other people. And that's why it feels so bad if we don't connect well. Thank you, Mike. Sorry. You stood there beautifully. Yes, let's give him a round of applause. Hey, both Mike. Right. So what about, let's go back to the playground idea. We want to play a game. We're playing with our friends and somebody really bossy in the group comes along and they change all the rules. And suddenly it's not the game we all started off playing. It's their game. And now it's all completely different and they want it their way or no way. And it was your game in the first place. Have you ever had that happen? Can you remember having that happen? Yes, Katie is nodding at me. Yes, it happens, isn't it? Doesn't it? So God shows us a different way to be in relationship. You see, there is one God, but God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all part of the one God. No part more or less important than the other. It's not a hierarchy. There isn't a boss. It's not a power game. It's not wrestling for control. It's a co-equal God. And we can look to that to see what good relationship is meant to look like. Each part of us, each of us with a different role. We're not carbon copies of each other. We're meant to be different. So is it time to give James and Jamie a bit of a challenge, Katie? What do you reckon? We're going to give them a challenge. Yes, right. James and Jamie, you are going to go and find something. And while they've gone to get that, we are going to put down some water. Now, I'm just going to consult my husband because I'm not quite sure whether he thinks this is going to work this way, but we do need a bit of space, or whether we're better that way. This way. Right. So this is our water. So we're just... actually, do you mind grabbing... Are you free from the sound desk juices for a moment? Let's pop this water down here. Okay, perfect. So... this is our water. Wonderful. Oh, there we go. And, sorry, bear with me while I find what I need. Lovely. Sorry, guys. We'll just be there in a moment. So this is, over here is an island. This is where we want to get to. Oh, funny looking island. Go with it. Right. Okay. And, right, thank you, James and Jamie. You are going to lay this bridge down, watch your heads, across our water, onto the island. Okay, now, perfect. If you could hover for a moment. Now, this is no ordinary water. I have bad news about the water. There's a few sharks in there. Let's find, what else have I got? Whoops. Going on in here, yep. More sharks. Shark infested. Okay. Let's get my, now then. James is actually going to need to come from this end. So James, if you'd like to come up here.
Ooh. But not in the water.
No, not in the, well, yeah, better not. Better not. James is going to be starting up here. And now, Andy, is Andy Fulcher in the building? Andy Fulcher in the house. Andy, can we borrow you as our bridge stabiliser? Because Andy has the little foreknowledge of this, a little run-through. you are our bridge safety. Now, our dear brother James is going to have a go at crossing the shark-infested water to get to the island. Now, if he reaches the island, oh, I forgot to say about the island. Sorry, coming around here. If he reaches the island, there are sweets. We do like some sweets. Things are looking up. And we do have some party poppers. Now, I'm going to task Moira and John and Anne with party poppers. If they should reach the island successfully, please get... Oh, and let's give SD and Kate. I might have another job for you two, actually. I think we might give that to the group, because I'm going to use you for something else, if that's all right. Phoebe will... hand you a party popper. Mark, you're looking longingly at me. There we go. Let's do that. Right, party popper. Okay. All right, so. Where are we? We've got James. James is at this end. James is going to have a little go. The bit I didn't mention is that in this particular bridge, you can't have your feet on the rungs in the middle, and you can't have your feet on both the parallel tracks at once. You can choose one track or the other. It's a little bit tricky, isn't it? So would you like to have a go? I think we'll give him like on a computer game, like one free life, that if he falls in the water, he won't get eaten by a shark this time, and we'll let him restart, just so we can try this out and see how it's going. Right, here we go, he's off. Okay, back to the beginning there. He's got a bit... James... Try the other side. Excellent, I like it.
I'm left-handed.
It was close there. Right, I'm wondering whether you might need some help.
I think I do.
You might need some help. Is there somebody you might like to ask?
Jamie over there.
Right, brilliant. So Jamie, you're going to be called into action. Now, before we start, though... This is, there is a bit of a burden here. This is a bag, a rucksack. This is actually, this has been all over the world, this rucksack. And, actually, James, if you don't mind coming over here for a minute, we've got some burdens that you might choose to put in your rucksack. So I thought you might, like, these are just for possibilities.
Issues at work.
Should we put that in the rucksack? Yeah. That's burden. Yeah, a bit of that. Okay. What about this one? Let's pop that one in.
Money worries.
Yeah, it's going in the... Do you want that? Do you want that one in the bag? I mean, you get to choose, you know. You're thinking...
Oh, I can see what's coming.
Oh, yeah. I have no foreknowledge of this, so I'm sorry if it's offensive.
Tricky mother-in-law.
Pop it in the bag. It's getting quite... Surprisingly, you know, getting quite full now. Oh, one more.
No, I did the park run yesterday. I'm not worried about my health.
We're not taking them. Okay, just... All right, it's good. So, okay, so if you'd like to come back to the start of the bridge there, please. Yeah. Okay, where's that? We've lost Jamie. Where's Jamie? Oh, Jamie, could you assist James with the rucksack? Because he's got stiff shoulders. So, might need a bit of help with that. Okay, now, before the two of you head off... A little bit of assistance required. Before the two of you head off, it might not be an entirely straightforward journey, because things might happen. And I was thinking, there might be some distractions along the way. And those distractions might be something scary. So something scary to look at that might be a bit off-putting. So who would like to be a bit scary? Anyone? Zara, you're looking like you might like to become a bit scary. Come and be a bit scary. Here we go. She's going to get very warm, aren't you? It's going to be... Now, amazingly, she can float over the water, this particular monster. And there we go. Let's do that. That. And here we are. She looks very frightening now, doesn't she? And I think you might need to make noises through that. Try a noise through that. Yeah. Okay, let's work on the monster. Give it a go. That's it. Assume monster postures. Yeah. Yeah, terrifying. I think we'll all agree. Terrifying, terrifying. Perfect. And I'm thinking there might be a bit of a wind. You know, it might be a bit windy. That might come along and blow them off course. So could we perhaps, Kate, would you mind doing a bit of wind for them? That would be great. Yeah, you can do it from there. That's fine. That's fine. And then we might have, what else in my bag? Have I lost it? Oh, no, here we go. We might have, it might rain, don't you think? I think it might rain. And I was wondering whether Becky, would you be able to help it rain on them as they cross? Is that all right?
Yeah. That's not a water pistol. This is a water pistol.
Yeah, but bad news, James and Jamie. When you volunteered for this. So they might get distracted by the scary monster. They might get a little bit wet. It might blow a bit. And should we have some thunder? Callum, could we have a little going on with that? And we've got the burdens of life right then. Now, do we think they're going to manage this? I think, no. I love the... So what are we going to do? I think we need to give them some encouragement and cheer them on and see whether they can reach the island and, more importantly, the sweets. Because this is a risky business. If they fall in, they're going to die. The sharks are circling. So this really matters. So we're going to have to cheer them. So after three, are you... What?
Oh,
I swear, camera angles, I like it. Okay, so... Are you ready? Okay, right, drum roll please. Before the... Okay, and then let the chaos begin. Yep. Woo, off we go, can we make it, make it? Bit of thunder. Let's take off your burdens of life. The ones you chose for yourself and carried. Lovely. Right, I was thinking actually that for their wondrous help, Jamie, we might let you take these off into Children's Church in a minute. So, we are built for relationship. We're meant to be there for each other. We're not meant to be on our own. But it can be tricky. It can be difficult getting along with each other. So how do we manage this? Well, we have to remember what we all agree on. We have to build our unity on the things that we know all of us know to be true. So let's focus on what unites us. Who made the universe? You just shout out. Who made the universe?
God.
Who designed us? Who loves us even though he knows the bad bits of us that we'd rather nobody knew about?
God.
Who guides us?
God.
Who comforts us?
God.
Who corrects us and is always just?
God.
Who loved us so much he came to show us the way and died for us?
God.
And he would have done that if any one of us had been the only person left on the planet. Who longs for us? Well, you're fading out here, guys. A little more enthusiasm. Who delights in us?
God.
Woo! Who chases us down but lets us choose?
God.
You see, We might not agree on football, or politics, or what speed we should sing the song at, or what Marvel film is the best, but we can all agree on God's unfailing love for us. We can wonder at his might and his gentleness, that he can be bothered with us. We can marvel at his grace and his sacrifice. So we're going to spend a bit of time reminding ourselves on what unites us, our love for God. We're going to magnify God. So when you take a magnifying glass to something, it gets bigger, doesn't it? We're going to put God front and central in our praise and our worship just now. We're going to make him bigger so that all of our stuff, our petty stuff, gets smaller. We're going to put him in his rightful place, so that we can love him with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. We're going to remind ourselves how big he is and how small we are. And that we can say, in the context of eternity, if somebody didn't play with you in the playground, or if somebody said a harsh word or something you took to heart and you just, that really upset you. Oh, a letter has fallen off the wall. Somebody has said something that really upsets you, we're going to view that in the context of eternity. When we get to heaven, will we care? Probably not. So let's have more of him and less of us, and let's remind ourselves in what unites us and in what we believe. So we're going to have a longer time together now of praise, and there'll be time within that for you to be able to speak out the praise that you have. So yeah, if I invite the bands back up.